Golden Week retail data is coming out now and looks as though traditional retailers reported strong sales of gold while diamond sales were stable. The observation from big cities found consumers buying diamond rings with the most popular sizes in the range of half a carat to 1 carat center stones. Overall, the country's Ministry of Commerce reported jewelry sales rose 16%, with dragon-themed jewelry being very popular this year. Here in the U.S., the annual American Express survey for Valentine's Day spending estimated that 2 million couples plan or expect to get engaged on February 14th. Now, the caveat is, of course, not all of those will result in marriage, and wedding plans are rarely immediate either. But the survey asked what consumers felt were reasonable price ranges for an engagement ring. 48% of singles felt a price of $1,000 to $5,000 was appropriate to spend on a ring, whereas 22% said $1,000 to $1,999 was a good price. 21% said an engagement ring should be less than $500. 5% felt $10,000 or more is a suitable price. Overall, Amex said 54% of consumers plan to make some kind of special Valentine's Day purchase. That's a little better than a year ago, and the average gift spending would be about $196. That's up 8%. The survey, which included affluents, found that flowers remain the most popular gift, followed by gift cards, jewelry, and electronics. A jewelry survey from Sears found that 40% of those in a relationship said they expect this Valentine's Day to result in an engagement. Now, in this survey, which was produced to draw attention to the retailer's bridal line, jewelry ranked as a top Valentine's Day gift to be received by 29% of women. That was followed by flowers or chocolate, both at 20%, perfume at 9%, electronics and lingerie both at 8%. Wedding planner David Tutera, whose bridal jewelry line is offered by Sears, said his antique and vintage styles are proving to be particularly popular for engagement rings right now. In a broader spending survey across all income categories, the NRF found the average shopper who intends to celebrate Valentine's Day will spend about $126. That's up 8.5%. Of those consumers who will spend, 19% plan to buy jewelry, 29% of the men, 9% of the women. On average, those men expect to spend $197 on jewelry, and 11% of shoppers plan to hit a jewelry store specifically for Valentine's Day. Similar to the American Express survey, the NRF found other popular gifts included candy, flowers, cards, and evening out and clothing. Where will shoppers head to make these purchases? Well, after reviewing items online for options and price comparisons, 37% plan to hit discount stores, 34% will hit department stores, 19% will just click and buy. Time now to check on how precious metals prices performed this past week.